Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline! 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
Hey everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew in studio tonight.
Yeah.
Just fresh off the tarmac, Rob Schneider.
Ah, great to be back, man.
In from New York City? That's where you are?
In from New York City.
New York City. How was that?
My daughter out there was good and flying out on a fun jet. I got to tell you, it wasn't regular transportation.
What happened?
First class. It was
a private jet. Private jet?
Oh.
Is this Sony again? Or?
No. My friend hooked me up. My friend Evan hooked me up. And I flew out there with my friend.
How long does it take
kids.
To go private jet? How long
doesn't
the
matter. The party starts on the plane.
But
it's all
I know.
No, it's the same. It's the same.
It's
the same.
Like 5 hours.
But I just took a helicopter this morning. Beautiful, from Midtown to Teterboro, and then private jet. I get to life was good today.
How does that work?
It's all good, man.
Wow, I want to do movies.
It's good to be friends with my friend Ron and his lovely daughter Samantha, hooking me up. Give me the big hook.
That's fabulous. Well, congratulations. And as
ka-ching.
As happy as I am for you for having been through all that today, I'm so pissed at you for not bringing
Oscar. I know.
Oscar.
I should have brought little Oscar the dog.
Oh, my God.
I know. He's filthy.
Oscar,
I wanted to bring
Oscar
him in.
Spent 5 days with us, 4 nights
yeah.
with us.
Yeah. I'll bring
Rob,
him to the house this week.
He came to the house while Rob was in Hawaii, and we all fell in love with him, even though he had a little diarrhea problem.
and gas.
And the gas was spectacular. we still at our house, when somebody has a little problem, we always still call him Oscar-winning farts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in honor of Oscar. But we were just really getting used to him when he took off.
I know, man.
I mean, he was getting used to us. He was very happy when we came home.
Well, I'm going to bring him by the house. Just surprise the kids.
All right, they like
you got your three kids are great.
They had fun with him.
He had a bit of a problem coming down.
Oh, did he?
Came back, yeah.
He was a little hyped up.
He was so much attention. He had two dogs who didn't really love him. We're happy to get rid of him, but
they were happy to get rid of
him.
But you know what? They had fun with him though too.
Good,
by the end, they were just a little bit sort of like, hey, when's this ending? Tell me this isn't going to go forever. Come on.
An hour was good. This is too much.
Right? They're like, hey, we like this guy. Once in a while we like him, but when it's time to go to bed, this guy needs to be out of here. Out of here. And then one of our dogs got the diarrhea.
Really?
Oh yeah.
He did have some kind of bug.
Big time.
He had a bug.
We had actually more. Our dog was a little bigger, so we had a little
more
production of
more
stool.
Mess.
It was a beautiful
thing.
So
everything's been good. I thought the Super Bowl was lousy. I went out there for a couple of days.
A lot of people felt that way. I enjoyed that game.
Enjoyed what? The commercials are pretty good, I didn't.
I just enjoyed
it. You liked the game? What did you like about it?
I fall in love with teams that have great defense. And I'm becoming a Seahawks fan.
I've
been a Steelers fan since the early 70s, but the Seattle defense right now is
good. They were good. But they just, you know what? The refs made some lousy calls. They really did. They kind of, you know, they got to let the guys play the game. And if it's a little aggressive, it's a little aggressive. But the officiating was overly aggressive.
Awful.
It was terrible. Ruined the game. I really think, like, if this was Colombia, they would shoot that guy. They'd find that ref. They'd go to where
they'd
he is.
They'd chop his head off.
And they'd shoot him. Yeah. Or they would at least, like, you know, he'd lose an ass cheek.
No, they really wouldn't, because if it was Colombia, they'd be Steeler fans.
Oh.
So congratulate.
I got to say, you know, that was the crummiest Super Bowl since the Ravens kind of were given the game by the New York Giants. I mean, it was like it was not a victory, it was a default.
I saw a Super Bowl in the Rose Bowl in about 1974. I believe it was Minnesota-Oakland.
Okay.
The score was like 12-8. The worst game of all time. It was awful.
But it must have been a defensive matchup.
Oh, no, it was just awful. All right, here's a call for you, Rob. Here we go. Rob Schneider in here. Now, what do you want to plug tonight? The upcoming film?
Benchwarmers is coming.
When's that coming out?
That's April 7th.
April 7th. And then you're starting to work.
John Heater.
And you're starting to work on a new film.
Yeah, Big Stan.
Big Stan. I'm looking forward to that.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to play a prisoner. Tyler, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Tyler? Come on, turn your radio down. Tyler, you're on the radio. What can we do for you?
Hello?
Hi, Tyler. What's going on, man?
Nothing.
Turn your radio off, please.
What?
Turn your radio off.
It's on.
All right, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. How you guys?
All right. Come on, get to the question. Jeez.
My question is, can humans and midgets procreate?
Oh, humans and midgets?
Can humans and midgets?
Humans and midgets.
That's a very interesting question.
Well, I mean,
one that has never been so insulting. That's maybe the most insulting question my entire Loveline career. I was about to say Nightline. That's interesting. How tall are you? You better be over 6 foot tall.
No, I'm 5'9".
And you mean midgets?
So insensitive.
Or dwarfs?
There's two kinds. There's kinds with normal size limbs, right. And there are people with like...
short limbs.
Yeah, and a strange head.
There's achondroplasia, which is the most common thing. And there's actually a midget where your pituitary doesn't work. You don't produce growth hormone. Yeah. You should stay small. Either of those are specific disorders that are not necessarily transmitted and certainly do not prevent procreation as though there's some sort of species barrier there.
Yeah, I mean, what you're asking is this basically a human donkey or a burro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, well, they're not. I mean, what do you have, like the education of like a donkey or
a
burro
yourself?
Did
you go to college, Tyler?
What?
Where'd you go to college?
Yeah, I go to OC.
OC.
What is OC?
What?
Olympic College.
Olympic College. Right, well, right. I want to expose that school for what it is now.
Yeah. There's a few morons that go to that school. All insensitive right. morons
Let's
there.
Try Nikki, 21. Nikki, what's
Lord.
Up?
Not a whole lot. How are you?
We're good. What's going on?
So, I have been attracted to girls just extremely bad recently.
Recently?
When I was 18. I'm sorry?
When you're 18, what happened? This is going to get good, really.
You know, I would make
it's going to make up for that last call. Yeah.
I would make out with girls when I was drunk, and it was basically just to turn on other guys.
Right,
yeah, okay, and then you started liking it.
Well, now that I'm 21, I started making out with girls again. And
Without the benefit of the guys getting turned on by it.
I'm sorry?
So now you're making out with girls, and you're just digging it because you're making out with girls?
Because it turns me on, yeah.
Ah!
Mm-hmm. Okay,
well, that's cool.
Well, I don't know if I should go further with this because I've only made out with one of my really good friends.
Oh, that's always very, very good plan.
Okay. All right.
Violate boundaries with somebody close to you. Let me just add up the score here,
though. There's some alcohol involved.
There's something like that. Okay. We got boundary problems. We got sort of curious and confused. Do we need to know anything about your past, Nikki?
About what?
The sexual abuse or physical abuse or
alcoholism? Come on, give us something. Nothing?
No bipolar. No physical abuse.
Divorced parents? Give us something.
Bipolar.
I've had drinking problems, I guess.
Hey!
There we go. Starts to,
right. Way outside!
Good job, Rob.
So you've had some drinking issues.
It runs in my family. And,
okay, so you got the gene, and you grew up in an alcoholic family.
Yes.
All right.
My father, my grandfather, major alcoholics. I started getting into it when I was 18.
All right.
And they were never, 20. Your dad was never aggressive or violent when he was loaded?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Stupid drunk.
Okay, so now you're making out with chicks and you're liking it.
And by the way, part of the deal with addiction and alcoholism is you need more. Always need a higher level of thrill, higher
or
level
stimulation.
Of arousal.
Yeah, stimulation. Yeah. So it could be sexual stimulation.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing.
But she's sort of up in the ante here. A little more, make it a little more chaos, a little more curiosity.
Okay, so now what's happening? So now there's a girl that you like, or is it a relationship, or it's kind of on the sexual titillation kind of borderline...
Friends, and we've made out a few times.
All right, what do you want from us?
Yeah.
What do you want from us?
She was drunk, right?
She was really drunk.
Woo!
Trashed.
And you were kind of drunk.
I had been drinking. Okay. I wasn't trashed.
Nikki. Hey, Nikki.
I'm kind of curious because I enjoy sex with guys, but I'm not getting off from...
You're probably dating losers.
Hold on, you mean you're not having an orgasm?
Not from like the interior, just the exterior.
All right. Welcome to the world of
sex with
men. Yeah.
Have you ever had a
selfish
interior,
guys?
Have you ever had interior orgasm?
No.
Okay. Nor will you.
Most women don't.
You understand that?
Except the women have been with me. All of them don't.
Well, but so I'm just thinking, girls.
What are you thinking? What?
She's thinking, why not go right to the source?
Why not
somebody
just go
really
to the
knows
girls,
how to work the
you know,
outside.
Because that, you know what? Because
don't bother with that interior
can
stuff.
Can I just tell you, it's a drunken kind of fun thing you're doing, and sober, you're going to look at each other, and you're going to go, oh, God, that was weird last night. What were we thinking? No, I mean, have you had a good, long-lasting relationship with a guy in a sober relationship that's lasted more than a few months?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
his
relationship was 3 years. But
how was that?
It was all right.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Nikki, for one second, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Rob, how dare you? Do you mean that people can't be bisexual and be free to choose whichever sex? How dare you? You're so boring. In fact, you judge people merely because they like both sexes. Who's the man that decided it had to be man and woman?
She's not bisexual. She's bored.
I agree.
She's using this as another form of arousal. I mean, it'd be like if you'd found another high,
yes,
like ecstasy or
I
something
totally
else.
Agree with you.
Have you experimented with other drugs?
Yes.
Okay.
Which ones?
A lot.
Yeah. And by the way, that screws with your arousal centers too.
So then it's like anything to get off, and this is different. Anything that's kind of different, it's new, it's exciting. You know what would be really different is just try some stuff sober, just to see how that works on you.
I'm just thinking right now, guys aren't getting me off except for when they go down on me. And
Nikki, where did you go to college?
Please say OC. So
where did you go to college, Nikki?
Please just say Olympic College.
I went to ACC.
Tell us some CC. ACC, like I'm supposed to know what the heck that is?
Arapahoe Community College.
Oh, yeah. ACC. I get that one. Yeah, sure. Population 8.
Yeah.
You know what Arapahoe Basin is? It's way up in the Rockies.
Is it really?
Yes. What, were there 8 kids there, like Rob said?
Yeah. Do you know what the team mascot is? The bisexual.
I just want to expose all these schools for the great work they do. Anyway.
Here's the deal. Why don't you try a sober relationship with a man or woman? And do it not at night and not when either of you are wasted. And then you really kind of find out if you're just bi-curious or just probably what you are, an addictive personality.
Pow. Well done, Rob.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Well done. Crystal, what's up?
Hey, Dr. Drew. Hey,
Crystal.
Rob.
What's up? Lakewood in the house.
His house.
Okay.
I wanted to say I loved you in 50 First Dates.
Thank you.
Loved you.
I liked him in A Hot Chick.
Thank you, Al.
Oh, that was
kind.
Good, too. I didn't get to see all of it, though.
50 First Dates. That was a good one. I like that one.
Yes.
What's going on? What can we do
for
you, Crystal?
I liked him in The Stapler.
Well, basically...
you like that, Rob?
Wait, hang on a second, Crystal.
That's
what
they made fun of me.
I gave a talk in Dallas on Friday. I was there for an hour and a half.
I got to go with you on one of those.
And you're welcome to come. It's grueling. And I met a woman who said, tell Rob Schneider to say hi from Gail from Hawaii or from Kona or wherever you were.
Okay,
you were doing some sort of presentation for
absolutely
Xerox, something.
No, it was
or some copier maker.
It was for Ross Perot's old company, renamed company.
Yes, your IDS.
Yeah. And she was great.
Yes, and she said you were great too and very pleasant. But I thought the idea of a copier company hiring you to do the copier report through Tuesday
was perfect. But it was a lot of fun. They took great care of me. Nice people from Texas down there. So
Crystal, here you go.
Basically, my question is, I've been with my boyfriend for a year and 4 months now, and he's on and off talking about having a threesome, and I heard the other night you talking to a girl who also was talking about threesomes, and I'm not totally against it, yet I'm not totally for it, and I heard you say, 80% of relationships don't last over that, and I actually talked to my boyfriend about it, and I told him, what you said. I was like, well, Dr. Drew said that 80% of relationships don't last after threesomes. He was like, well, don't worry about it. We'll be the 20% that will last.
Well, I like this guy. He's selfish. I like him a lot.
I don't think I said 80%. I think I said 98%. I think 80 is way too low
Crystal,
a number.
Crystal, this guy, if he was really, really into you and only you, he wouldn't risk it. Why would he want to, throw caution to the wind? Because he's not really into you.
He wants it to. He says he is into me. I know he is. We've been together for very long, and he doesn't push it. He does not push it. He wants me to decide on the girl.
All right, Crystal.
That's such a manipulation.
Yeah, it is. Crystal,
that is such a manipulation.
We're going to help you out here. Do not do this. Are you high?
No.
Come on. You don't really. He wants to do it because he's a guy and he's driven.
Yeah,
I think I can
manipulate Crystal into actually doing this.
Even to the point of risking this relationship that evidently, supposedly, he cares a great deal about. Why would you risk that?
Here's what always bothers me about with women in this situation. Honestly, you got to ask yourself, Crystal, what is in it for you?
Exactly.
What's in it for you? What are you getting out of this?
Where have you been since I last saw you? Go back to school or something?
I've been listening. What's in it for you? Seriously.
I guess what's in it for me is I'm not totally against it.
No, I didn't ask that. Crystal, I said, what's in this for you?
Right. He's not forcing this on you because he's not totally against it. He's forcing because he's motivated, he's biologically inclined, and he wants to foist that on you in spite of the risk to the relationship. So what's in it for you?
When you put it that way, I don't know.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing is in it for you. Can you say, we're going to ask a question, what's in it for you?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, why do that then? I mean, it's just, he's walking on you.
You're not like that last caller who would have said, she's an alcoholic and she needs these kind of thrill and she's into it. All right, whatever. Go ahead, whatever.
You know, but it's just another thing to put on her list of things that she did before she goes into therapy.
Treatment, yes.
Yeah.
But
her first step's going to be amazing.
But you don't really need that. You don't.
All right, Crystal.
I don't.
Do not say it's going to make him happy or I'm going to keep him or what he'll leave if I don't.
No,
do not think that way.
Well, then what is it then? Why are you so close to doing it?
You know, it's a different sort of intimate way, I guess. You know, I don't see that it's a necessary thing. I don't at all. But, you know, to maybe take our relationship to a higher level.
Whoa. That's not taking it to a higher level. You know what it is?
It's ending it.
Yeah.
That's the higher plane.
It's basically bringing somebody else in, and you'll never kind of get over that thing.
Crystal, let's put it this way. If it were something that genuinely took relationships to a higher plane, guess what? People like me, people that work on relationships, would go, you know what? I've got a great idea. Why don't you guys get another chick together and you have a threesome? That will heal your relationship. That will improve everything.
I'm sorry, Crystal.
It ruins everything, Crystal. No one's ever recommended that as a way of helping a relationship because it destroys them.
Let me just put it to you this way. I've never heard one girl say to me, you know what really progressed us to the next level in our relationship?
Really got us together.
When we had a threesome, we brought another chick in and it was crazy. And it finally got me and Mark to the place where we can really be. No! It's insane.
Now we're going to get a bunch of calls. People going, it works for us. Yes, it works for a while for some people sometimes. But they have nothing else.
It's only they want stimulation of one form.
Falling back into your training again. We had this since the last.
Then again, if it does happen, you should videotape and put it on the internet.
There you go. So that's it. That's the last word on that topic. April 24.
Hi. Yeah, I was calling about my husband and I.
Yes.
We got married about 5 months ago. Only after we knew each other for about 2 months. And now we are having communication issues.
Hold on a second. Does he speak the same language as you? Did you just find
So what's happening now?
We speak the same language, yes.
Surprised you waited to find that out.
Okay.
Why the 2 month of courtship and the marriage? What was that all about?
Honestly, he was my rebound guy.
Wow, well, it sounds like a perfect guy to get married to.
Where'd you rebound from?
Yeah.
A relationship that
What was that like?
Oh, a relationship. Well, why'd you say so then?
No, it's a relationship, abusive relationship. Please,
horribly,
give us something.
Yeah, it's got to be horrible.
No, it wasn't an abusive relationship at all, actually. We were together for about a year and a half.
Perfect.
And I caught him cheating.
Oh.
And he...
I wanted to
talk about it. He wouldn't talk about it with me and called me one day and just said it's over. And
that's why he wouldn't talk about it with you. That was his new girlfriend.
And then he said that after it happened, we actually did talk, and he said that he was scared and he was upset and ashamed that I caught him cheating on me.
Doy,
wow.
Yeah,
so we tried
to work things out and it didn't happen, and then I met my husband, and he's 19, by the way. I'm going to be 25.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
You're 25?
What does he do for, how does he support you too?
Would you like foam on that?
What do you mean? How does he support me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I jumped the gun. You support him. You're how old are you now?
I'm going to be 25 tomorrow.
And he's 19. That's perfect.
How do you make a living?
We both work for the same company, actually.
Scores.
Arby's.
Now, where do you work?
We work for Singular, actually.
All right.
Singular, that's good.
Okay.
So part of the, what's the big group? Oh, that's Verizon. Beg your pardon.
Well, it's close enough. So what's the thing? So now you guys...
All right, what's your question? What's the communication problem? What's been happening?
I mean, like, every other aspect of our relationship is okay.
Sure.
Why not? He's 19.
Except for, like, he doesn't really open up to me. And, like, the other day, actually, it was 2 weeks ago, I started counseling with my father. And I...
Counseling with your father for what?
Yeah, my dad left when I was 12, and my dad's been going to a counselor for years.
For his alcoholism.
And he was an alcoholic and a drug addict.
Good. Nice.
He's been clean for 6 years, actually, this month.
Good. All right, I'm all for it. So you're rehealing that relationship,
good.
Man.
Basically,
and?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to have a better relationship.
Yeah, got it.
So you met a 19-year-old.
And?
Okay. The counselor suggested, and I had been talking to the counselor, actually, we had an appointment today, about my relationship with my husband, that we've been having communication issues. He doesn't want to talk to me. He doesn't.
Did he recommend
me.
A threesome?
No, absolutely not. That
what?
Would never work.
I'm
bring
confused.
That into
I understand.
Watch.
I thought that's
he's
what
bored.
Liberated people do. All right.
He'll advance your relationship.
So he asked you. The therapist asked you to do what?
My therapist asked me to talk to my husband about going into counseling as well.
Yeah.
Good.
Before my husband said no, he wouldn't go. I could go. It wasn't his thing. Then after I told him how seriously I felt about it, because he thought I was going to divorce him, but he said he would go. But as of now, nothing has changed.
All right, April,
he
here's the deal.
He still doesn't talk
no,
to
no,
me.
No. April, here's the deal. You go. Okay?
Okay.
Don't worry about him right now. Yeah. You go to therapy.
Okay, I agree.
You have
that.
A place to take all this. It will give you a support to be able to stand up to his nonsense. It will give you advice on how to deal with his nonsense and may even change the quality of the connection you guys have together.
And he may decide to go because the only way to change behavior of somebody else is to change your own behavior.
Exactly.
But
Rob.
But here's the deal.
Nailing everyone.
How about this? How about this? Why don't you pack up all your stuff and then going to go to the counselor? Just don't come back. He's 19. You have your whole life in front of you. Well, I don't understand.
What's going to happen? She's going to get therapy. She's going to heal that relationship with dad.
She should leave this guy.
She's going to look at this guy and go, oh, my God, what did I do?
Once you get her stuff together, you're going to leave this guy.
Right,
I'll bet you.
Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. That wise man is Rob Schneider. He's been training, going to school.
I've been studying under Dr. Drew.
He's doing the clinical hours. They've been great. He's really come along nicely. Under the tutelage of very famous
Dr. Scissor Sex, Dr. Lesbian Scissor Sex.
And we're going to take your calls. Again, the phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191, and Rob and I will be right back.
All right. The phone number for Loveline is 1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline, I'll be right back.
Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191 in studio. Rob Schneider without the great Wonder Dog Oscar, much to my dismay.
I'm sorry. He'll be back.
He'll come visit.
So it was a good trip, though, in Dallas. You went down there. People were nice. Anything interesting happened?
People are very nice in Dallas. They
anything
really
kind of interesting that happened?
why?
Nothing.
Did you hear something?
No, it was just nothing too eventful.
No, I was only there for a few hours. And then I really want to go see the, what's the?
I have been there.
Yeah.
Where
what's it called?
Daily
Plaza.
Plaza.
Yeah, I really want to
I've been to
that.
The grassy knoll, and you think it was a...
I hear it's a very small area.
It is. You know, you could have got him with a, he could have killed him with a by throwing a quarter.
That's what everyone says. Yeah. If you actually go there, it looks more like you
behind
use a slingshot.
Fence, he didn't have a shot.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't have a chance. Poor guy, Kennedy. Yeah. But I went there, and you have to kind of see it. I think it's a historical landmark now, the Knife and Destroy it. But it was just pretty sad kind of thing. Imagine having to recover from that. Yeah, it's moving. It's worth seeing. But imagine Dallas, living there.
Yeah.
Dealing with that for years after that, you know?
The other place I find moving is Martin Luther King's memorial. It's falling apart a little bit, but it's a movie because it's in his neighborhood we grew up, and it's really kind of cool to sit
well, it's
there.
Remarkable, though, that he was there to help sanitation workers. And then the only chance, that's why he went to Memphis. And they,
Tell me this?
No, why he was assassinated when he was down there because he was helping sanitation workers in a big strike.
Oh, that's what
he was down there. And actually, the mayor wasn't going to give in, and there was like a big thing about it. And, it was a strike he was there to support them and blah, 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 and to basically make it a civil rights issue because there were African-Americans, sanitation workers. And, even after the assassination, the mayor didn't want to bend. And finally, the city lawyer was like, listen, you have to give in on this. People are going to come here and burn the city to the ground. You have to give in and win. It's just crazy. People just didn't want to, they're stuck in their ways and didn't want to bend and give, you know. Okay. So it really is remarkable. We have come a lot, Dick Gregory was telling me about that. He was saying, because I was kind of taking devil's advocate. It hasn't gotten that much better. I mean, look at this. Look at the guy in Texas. It was a couple years ago, and I was talking to Dick Gregory about this, the great civil rights guy and diet guru. and friend of mine. And Dick was saying, you know what? I said, you know, it's not getting better. Look at the guy in Texas. He was behind a pickup truck, and he was dragging him. They tied him behind the pickup truck and dragging him until his bones came off his body, you know, died. And he said, yeah, but you heard about it. They have to report it now. Mm-hmm. They have to do something. They have to investigate. Mm-hmm. They have to do something about it. So it has changed that they have to do that. It is an improvement. Oh, so he was right, and he's got a overall better view.
The history of this country is really very.
It's crazy.
Nefarious.
It's we just founded on whiskey, hemp, and
slavery. Here we go.
The big three.
From the sublime to the ridiculous. We're going to Jake in Fort Collins. What's up, Jake?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's happening?
Well, I have a question. I've been with my girlfriend for about 4 months now. We just recently started having sex.
Now, Fort Collins, you going to Colorado State, or what are you doing?
I'm going to Front Range Community College. It's real close.
Front Range.
Front Range. All right, we'll compare
Front
you.
Front Range.
We'll compare you to ACC and OC. So let's see how
you're
doing.
What's the mascot there, Front Range?
We don't have a mascot. It's just community college.
How dare you?
Wow. You guys got to just get one. The Front Range threesomes. you just see like
so easy. The Rangers,
yeah.
So Jake,
Front Range Rangers,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, anyway. So me and my girlfriend just haven't started having
get out sex. Front with the Front Range Rangers. So you're 4 months. You're having sex,
and
sounds great to me so far. What's going on?
We've had sex twice, and both times so far, once we get done, I put on a condom before we do it, and of course, But then once we get done, I'm not wearing it anymore, and it's not on the bed, and we can't find it, and then we find it inside of her. Like, it comes up.
All right.
You have a small penis, you fag. Okay. And is this...
Hey, listen. So what kind of condom are you using there, pal?
Trojans.
What?
Gigantos.
So there's lots of different
I'm using
kinds.
Giganto condos. There's actually some... there's got to be some small for the smaller man.
Well... Rob, you were saying it with a little more confidence. You almost said, there ought to be some.
No, there's got to be. No, I think there's one that's for the Japanese man.
The problem is
kimono or something like that. Right. The kimono minis. The kimono mini dragon for the guy who has not a lot to brag about. Kimono, you want to put one on and prepare to not feel a lot because I got the kimono on, pal. Well, listen, you got to be keeping an eye on the darn thing there. Are you guys wasted out of your mind when you're doing it? You've done it twice. You're not looking down at the action. What's happening?
Well, it's tight when I put it on, but...
All right.
Is this after you ejaculate it comes off?
Just right...
All right.
Okay, hold on.
Be more careful.
Yeah, here's the deal. Have you given her the morning... Has she taken the morning after pill after these incidences?
Not yet. The first time it happened was 2 nights ago.
All right, well, she's got to get that morning after pill immediately.
Because the thing is, you don't understand, this is spilled in her. You can't spill it inside of her. She could get...
It's like you didn't have a condom on, you understand?
Yeah, you guys are just doing it. Did she even think about this?
Here's the deal, Jake. When you ejaculate, grab the base of the condom and remove the penis from the vagina.
Yeah.
Can you follow those instructions?
He's going like a wild man there. I'm still going, babe.
You sure you don't go to OC or ACC? We're sort of going in that same direction here.
Okay.
Free-range condoms. Okay. Hey, listen, buddy. Yep. When you, after the, you got to grab the by the base of the, and then pull out of the, so that you don't, inside of the, are you getting any of that?
Yes, got it.
Beautiful. Right, okay. That's a beautiful thing.
And if you did do it, where it's spilled in, or you got to get the morning after thing, or she's going to be pregnant.
And there are smaller condoms also. And
you can get the kimono mini dragons.
Come on over to the kimono.
Come on over to the kimono. You'll be glad you did.
And now the magnums, because people know, are actually not bigger than the regular condoms. They just taper up at the tip. A little more
really? Regular.
And the Magnum XLs are actually the big ones for the guys that have the Von Stucker,
yeah.
How do you say that again?
Ich haben eine große Schwanzstucke und rot und dicker. I have a penis that's big, that's thick and red. I have a big penis that's thick and red in German.
Thank you for sharing. Let's talk to...
It's all about width, people. Deal with it.
Ryan, 28. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, say,
Ryan.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
The wife and I, when happened over a period of time here. It's getting worse and worse. But we, after, you know, foreplay and we get into having sex and stuff, once once we get into the sex, she really, she dries up.
Okay. Is she on any birth control right now?
Yeah, she is.
What's she taking?
He's going to know.
He's taking the pill.
He does. He's taking the pill. That's amazing he knows that.
It would have been helpful. It would, if he had said she's taking a shot, that would have been meaningful to me.
No. Shot? She's taking the pill.
She takes the one day thing.
Has
there
she
in
always?
Minnesota.
Yeah.
She takes the one a day, and then we're doing it. And then the thing, you know, it's trouble trying to get it in there. She's drying up in there.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is something new?
Well, in last year, it's really progressed a lot more.
All right. And how long during the intercourse before she dries up?
Almost right away.
Right away. I mean,
it's pretty
well, there's two things. Ryan, there's two things I can tell you. Now, how long is the foreplay? With 4 or 5 seconds, or are you talking 40 minutes?
Oh, about probably 40 minutes.
No, come on. How long is the foreplay? How long?
Probably half hour.
Half hour. Half hour before the news. Then we watch a little news. Then she dries up when I go inside her. You know, listen, it's either two things. I think, is she also maybe taking some antidepressants or something? Other medications happening?
No, other.
Excellent question, and would have made this worse, but not. You don't need to have that to have this happening.
Yeah.
Sometimes the birth control pill can cause this problem. And it's actually usually sort of an estrogen deficiency. And, Ryan, you may have her ask her doctor about maybe getting some estrogen cream or an estrogen suppository, something called Vagifem, she can use once or twice a week, that really helps this quite a bit. This is a common problem. And then the other possibility, Rob, you said there are two possibilities.
There is two possibilities.
The other is that something emotional is going on.
Maybe. It sounds like such a great guy, though.
I know. First go with
Ryan,
the progesterone.
You know,
the estrogen,
there's another answer. It's just be a lot quicker. Just get it over with quickly.
Well done.
That's part three. But there could be something emotional, I guess.
It could be something
where, you know, she feels used and
or whatever.
Cold.
Who knows what kind of her history has been. Jenny, 21. Jenny, what's up?
Hi, how's it going, guys?
We're good. What's happening?
Well, I know you're going to ask this, so first off, I'm going to say I was sexually abused when I was growing
up. Beautiful.
Okay, he doesn't mean it's beautiful that it happened. It's just good that we got that out of the way.
Quickly. Yeah, I knew you were going to ask, so I thought I'd get that.
Okay,
there we go. Okay.
But basically, lately, I have been going out and drinking a lot and hooking up with random guys. And
yeah. I mean, sorry. So did I say that out loud?
Sleep.
Woo! Party!
How about before the lately behavior?
What was that, sorry?
See, what happens sometimes when you sexually abuse, you'll fluctuate between being sort of shut down sexually and then becoming hypersexual.
Right.
So were you sort of shut down for a while?
Yes, I was.
You what?
I was shut down for a while, and now that I'm...
See, this Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew knows this stuff. Now, so basically, there's a term for what you're doing. It's acting out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And there's a question up on the screen here. It says, is she bipolar? And yeah, bipolarity can be a part of this kind of a syndrome, but it's more of a specific phenomenon around sexuality that occurs with people that have been sexually abused. They actually refer to it as a bipolar type condition, but it's not the typical bipolar mood disorder we're talking about, although you could have that too.
But let me tell you, the good news is you were aware of this thing.
Yeah,
already.
If you had any treatment.
So you're away. Yeah.
You don't sound that...
You don't sound messed up.
Yeah,
you don't have the crazy voice. I'm not attracted to you. You don't sound such a mess. You sound kind of stable.
I've gone to counseling, and I'm going to go back.
Sorry to hear
good.
That.
It kind of scared me a little bit because I had something.
Okay, now when you're going crazy, when you were going like in sexual partners, like how many and were you, was drinking and drugs involved?
It was just drinking, and I actually would not have sex with any of the guys I would hook up with. Like, it would be more about making out and foreplay and stuff.
Okay, well, that's kind of, you know, basically sex. I mean, you think you're hanging on to your values there, but you got your hands in each other's pants there.
Well, like,
which I'm for, by the way.
Recently, this weekend, I got really drunk, blacked out. And
Okay, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. It's the blacking out kind of thing. It's where you're drinking, you lose control. And then, you know, and then the blacking out. That's what I was specifically going to ask. God, why didn't I throw that in there?
That's really the first time it happened, and it kind of
okay,
scared
but
me.
Okay, well, it is. That's a good thing. It kind of scares you because maybe you can jump back from this reckless behavior. Because honestly, you don't have to do it that many times where you can just be completely messed up.
Mm-hmm.
That, and we may be getting towards alcoholism here again too in this call, because blacking out is not the usual manifestation of a drinking behavior unless there is sort of a problem.
Sexual, most of my sexual escapades, there's some,
we're in a blackout.
Well,
thank God.
I know.
I mean, for them. I'm just saying.
Hang on, I'm going to need another couple of these, Rob. We'll be back.
All right, Jenny. So you're going to treatment. You kind of have some insight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's you know, realize hang on, and drugs and alcohol are making things worse.
Hey, yeah, try to go out with a guy and not get to the point where you're about to pass out before you put your hands in Joe's pants. Just to mix it up.
Okay.
You know, it's not every date has to have the... Not every date has to have the huge amounts of alcohol.
Yeah, Jenny, Rob is showing infinite wisdom well beyond his years tonight, so I would listen to him.
My dates do. They need a lot of alcohol before the date.
Then they have to black out.
It's called, what are they called?
Be fair.
Pre-game?
Pre-game?
Pre-game.
They call that, in your case, it's foreplay. But
drink up. I'm on my way. I'll be there in 2 hours. Start without me.
Grease him up and go. All right, it's Rob Schneider in here without the Wonderdog Oscar, which is the first time you've ever been here with that Oscar.
I
was looking so forward to seeing him.
Filthy mess.
All right, whatever. Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Upcoming for Rob is Benchwarmers,
April 7th with John Heater. You know that guy from Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know how much longer you have to keep saying that, but I guess you can do it. Kids can start hearing his name.
Forever. They know him as the guy from Napoleon Dynamite.
I'll do whatever I want to. I'll do whatever I feel like I want to do.
He's a dangerous guy.
Give us another one.
What? What?
What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
How about some Pedro? Anderson?
He's a sledgehammer.
There we go, little Pedro.
He's a sledgehammer.
I like your bangs. Is he
hot? I got a haircut. I was tired.
Oh, crazy Pedro.
Hey, Pedro's got a twin. They both have a twin. It's interesting. Pedro has a twin. I forget his real name. And then John Heater has a twin.
Serious? An identical twin?
Identical twin, yeah.
Oh, how weird is that? Yeah. That is weird.
Which is great. I would love that. I mean, I don't have to show up for all the promotions, get my brother to do it. It'd be awesome.
And the next film you're working on?
Big Stan, the prison anti-rape film.
The anti-rape
Anti-man rape film.
Feel-good film of the year. All right, we'll be back with more Loveline after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Please hold.
Right's Loveline, Rob Schneider, the great Rob Schneider.
Thank you, Doctor. Oh, what a pleasure to be back. I tell you, this is the funnest radio show to do. It really is.
Well, God bless you.
Because there are people that call up that really have problems, and there are the people that are just completely nuts.
And both are equally as enjoyable to speak to. Lizette, what's up?
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Lizette? Baby voice.
Great. How about
a little
you?
Bit.
Good, good.
A little bit.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go on, hon.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason I'm calling is because it's so embarrassing. I hope nobody's hearing, none of my friends.
No, nobody's listening. Don't worry. The mics aren't on. Here you go.
Yeah, you're on. Don't worry about it. Just us.
It's just I have a problem with my boyfriend. We've been together for like almost 4 years.
Perfect.
And like I don't know what to do anymore. Like he's a full-time student. He's a part-time employee, and like he's always at my house, like we're always together, like 24/7. Like if he's not at school or at work, he's like at my house, and he doesn't like he's not attracted to me anymore. I mean, ever since like we both got together, we've gained weight, you know, and
at 20, you're talking like a bunch of 60-year-old veterans from World War II.
He's tired. He works he's and he goes
how old
to
is he?
I'm sorry,
how old is he?
He's 21.
All right. When I was 21, I could.
You could get up a little bit.
I could
bit.
Go through a wall.
Thank you.
With my member.
He was.
I could go all day, all night.
Diamonds and things.
I didn't need sleep or nothing. There was nothing stopping me. So maybe there's something else going on. Is he on any kind of drugs?
Nothing. If anything, like when I met him, I used to do like just a little bit of leaf, I guess you could say, and he's the one that
I like that, a little bit of leaf.
Hey, you know this hookah thing? This hookah stuff is a big deal.
It is big. Now, what is that?
I'm trying to catch up with it. It's tobacco soaked in like maple syrup or something crazy.
Oh yeah, and what does it do? Yeah. Something to the lungs?
Of course, but apparently it can be sort of it gets around some of the laws about smoking indoors, so they can use it indoors,
really?
and maybe they throw in a little opium, a little pot too. Who knows? I don't know.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I like just anything new. I'm kind
of Lizette, here's how I sort of assess this situation.
Four years. They've been four since you were 16.
You were together at 16.
Yeah.
And listen, at 16, not only do you not know how to have a relationship, the only thing you don't know how to do even more than that is how to end a relationship or it's time to end a relationship. And you will hang in with a relationship that should have ended years ago because you can't imagine me without that person. Your identity is tied up in them. You're afraid to be alone. What?
Actually, I've broken up with him so many times, and he comes back.
He comes back.
I mean, sometimes.
Why do you let him back? Lizette, why do you let him back?
Right.
Because my parents and everyone love him.
All right. No, no, no.
I love him, too. It's just sometimes.
Yeah, like a brother.
Hey,
like
listen,
a brother.
Lizette,
he likes you
Lizette,
too, like a
Lizette,
sister.
Break up with him and stay broken up. Don't worry about your parents.
Yeah, Lizette, I think
move
that's
on.
Right.
You know what you need to do? Break up with him, get him out of the house, change the locks, or move, and then go to a gym and start working out so you get other guys hitting on you.
And get healthy.
Get.
And it's
20 years old, you shouldn't be having, like, bags of flesh coming off you.
It's for his own good, too, because he clearly has difficulty being alone, and he needs to sort of get over it and get through it.
And once, you're going to help him out
by
dumping
him. A guy
that
is that shut down physically at 21, there's a reason for that. Maybe there's something else going on biologically. I'll certainly look into it.
I wouldn't want to be with any woman who
problem. Maybe he's on medication, but regardless, relationship
get back
16
on the leaf
are supposed to end.
Go back on the leaf.
Shane, 15, what's up?
Hey,
Shane.
Hey, I was calling.
Hi.
What's up, Shane?
Pot.
Hey. Yeah, what's up, man?
Nothing. I was wondering, I guess calling about my suspicion about my roommate because I think he's gay.
Shane, speaking English.
Prescription drug. Countertop, mug, button pusher, pills, FedEx, employee, counter, coffee, CD covers.
Weed I'm smoking, man.
Hey, what's 15? Well, I mean, what are you? What's going on? What, do you have a question?
Why do you have a
roommate? Do you have a sentence?
Why do you have a roommate?
Okay, I go to boarding school.
Boarding school.
Ah,
because you were sent away because you misbehaved at home?
No, it's a Adventist Christian academy.
Oh yeah,
were they encouraged pot or something? Is that why you're so baked sounding?
No.
Are you just nervous?
What?
You just nervous because you're talking to Deuce Bigelow? That's probably what it is. You're just nervous, right?
Yeah.
You're talking to Deuce Bigelow, European Jiggle, and freaks you out. Why wouldn't it freak anybody out? Now, what's your question? Put a sentence together.
Okay.
All right.
For the love of the Lord.
Here we go, Shane. You're gonna do it. I know. I can feel it. Here it comes. And action.
All right. My roommate, Griffin, I suspect he's gay. And
Wait. Your roommate what?
You suspect he's gay.
What?
Your roommate what?
You suspect he's gay.
No. I think he used his name. Did you use your roommate's name?
Yeah.
Okay. That means it's a bogus call. So now, you know, there's an international law of bogosity where I call you out on a bogus call, you have to admit to it. So, Shane, go ahead so we can stop abusing you and get on with life.
What?
Bogus call. Bogus call, right?
I need to know how to confront him about it.
Shane, this is a bogus call.
Shane.
Doubly bogus. There's no question here either. Should I confront him? Come on.
Honey,
Shane, bogus call. Admit it.
No.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. I know you can do it.
Shane.
I'm serious.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. You need to just
do whatever I feel like I want to do.
Shane, if that's a real question, I feel very, very sad for your roommate. And for you, it's going to be a long life. Relax. Just cool out. It's not like just because.
I'll throw out my own. Hey, listen, there's one sure way to find out if your roommate's gay.
If you really have
go down on him. And if he enjoys it a lot, several times a day, you're both going to enjoy school together.
I'm sure there's a resident assistant, the resident counselor there, you know, the what they call RA, resident advisor. Talk to him, about your concerns.
Problem,
he's
got
to straighten you guys out. Steve, 19,
somebody
what's up?
Somebody beat Shane up.
Steve.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Steve.
Steve-o, come on, man.
Here we go, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Go.
And go.
Go. Still go.
Steve.
Go again. Move on, Steve.
All right. Joseph, what's up?
Hello.
Hey,
Hi.
Joseph, what's happening?
Hi, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Can we tell these callers to, like, actually start talking when we actually get them on the phone?
Hi? What? Oh, I'm on the phone. Oh, I'm on the radio. Oh, I'm to be talking. Oh, hello. Hi. What's going on?
Joseph.
Joseph, what's happening?
first I want to say hey to Rob because I met you in Iraq and you gave me your autograph and you were really funny, so I appreciated that.
Oh, well, that's, and I feel bad.
And he's had some clinical training since then too, and it's just wised him up like crazy.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. And a lot of great people from the great state of Washington. So, are you home now? Congrats.
I'm
good.
I'm home.
And you're okay? You're all in one piece?
Yeah, been home for about a year now, so.
Oh, good, God, man. You're doing okay?
We've been over there that long.
I'm doing good.
All right, what's
okay,
up?
What do you got?
Question? We have 40
my
seconds.
Question is, I have what I think is kind of a weird fetish. I have trouble getting an erection unless my feet are tickled, and I really like my feet being tickled, and I know
Seriously?
That's really weird, but...
I'm glad you know that.
Wow, yeah. Come on.
Is it sort of an anti-anxiety thing that kind of calms you down so you can function sexually?
You know, it might be. I mean, because of Iraq, I do have a stress disorder, but I've done that. It's been like that before that.
No, I know, but people that just this, I'm not saying there's something wrong with you in any kind of capital W way.
What are they tickling your feet with? I mean, their boobies or what's happening? That's what it would take for me.
Their hands or, you know, sometimes.
Right. What it makes me, I'm not used to that fetish. Again, fetishes come from overwhelming experiences in childhood and whatnot, but it sounds like this may be something that really helps you soothe. Helps you feel like
you're gets over the initial
anxiety
thing.
It's like you can function.
Instead of a shot of tequila, it's a tickling
exactly.
of the toes. Okay.
And speaking
right.
of that shot, I have to get you one while we're on the break here.
I'll
it's
do
1-800
it.
LOVE191. That's Rob Schneider. I'm Dr. Drew. We will be right back. Line, you'll have to excuse me. I'm a little nervous. Deuce Bigelow's in with me in the studio.
In his house. You know, makes people nervous.
Makes me nervous.
Were they getting,
you know, freaks me out a little bit.
Your feet tickled or not? So the guy getting tickled.
Yeah.
All right. He's got some other issues, obviously.
Yeah, but he seemed okay.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, that's not the worst thing that can happen. I mean, a girl kind of would like that.
I mean, everybody has their own little sort of their sweet spot that they need in order to function, in order to feel good and what they like and stuff. And as long as it doesn't take away from intimacy, whatever.
Anyway. Yeah, that's it. You're all right up there in Washington, man. You sound like a nice kid.
1-800-LOVE191. And we're also exposing these sort of training offered by schools around the country.
What's, there is some community colleges that have some issues.
Hey, Vanessa, what's
hi,
up?
Hi, Vanessa.
Oh, hi.
Yeah,
hi.
Sorry to bother you.
Yeah,
what's up?
I'm sorry. Yeah, hey, what's up, Rob?
Yeah, hey.
I had a question. I was wondering.
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay,
you sound nervous.
No, I don't. I was wondering.
Are you a cop, Vanessa? What's going on there? What is that?
Oh, nothing.
Is that your CB radio?
Yeah, I was getting off duty.
From what? What were you doing? Hold on.
Are you a security officer?
What were you doing?
Do you work for the NSA?
What kind of work were you doing?
Security.
Security, huh?
Ah, security guard. I called it!
Checking in.
Please, we have a security guard asking a question on Loveline.
Broadcasting your dispatcher across the country, there's got to be some rules against that. But go ahead, what's up?
What's up?
Hey,
question.
I wanted to know if breast cancer comes through my family, and right now my grandma has it, and I just got my physical, and they said I don't have it, right? I'm okay, but I like to, when I do foreplay, I like my breast to be messed with a lot. And I was wondering if that could cause breast cancer.
Yeah. Well, it depends. If you use...
Can it cause cancer?
That's what I'm asking.
Aggressive.
Vanessa.
Is he hitting you with your walkie-talkie?
Vanessa, where'd you go to college?
Where'd you go to junior college? Let's ask the right question.
Yeah, I work for a living.
So you didn't go to college. All right. Good. That's good. We'll let you off the hook for that.
We're cool.
Yeah, let's just use our powers of reasoning for just a moment here. Don't you think in all those Newsweek articles, newspaper articles about preventing cancer, they might have mentioned something about this kind of thing? I mean, people do this always, everybody.
Yeah,
and they might have said, hey, you know, take
I mean,
it easy.
Like,
It runs in my family.
Vanessa,
I know that
you stay with me here.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know it runs in your family, but
don't
you're asking...
you think in all the cancer prevention articles out there, they might have mentioned this as maybe something you could do to reduce cancer risks? What do you think?
So
all those Newsweek articles, all those news, huh?
He's not gonna. You're not gonna get the booby cancer by rough play.
Have you ever heard of somebody saying that any kind of mishandling of the breast increases the risk of breast cancer?
He's mocking you, Vanessa. Don't take that.
I'm wondering where you get your information.
Now, why would you think that it would cause that?
Well, because I'm scared of having breast cancer.
All right. Well, that ain't going to be it. Let me tell you one thing you're on to is that you know it runs in your family, which means you're more likely to have it checked regularly.
Yes, and there's also genetic markers, blood tests you can get to see how high that risk is. And there's certain genes, if you have them, they might even do preventative mastectomies.
Yeah, but that's I'm against that.
I would do that if I...
You would,
oh,
huh?
If
no,
I
no
had
there was
it.
This girl who had... It was a young girl. Both sisters had cancer, and the mother did. Mm-hmm. And she had her breast removal. Mm-hmm. And you think that's a good idea?
Mm, very good idea. And cosmetically, they're very happy and stuff. They get exactly what they want out of it. And the risk is taken away completely. And this you can pretty much guarantee in certain genetic situations, they're going to
that's
get it.
It's just terrible.
There's certain situations. Well,
I'm against it, however, but it's a big deal. So listen, here's a couple things you can do.
Low-fat diet.
Yeah. There are things you can do is, yes, keep your weight down.
Don't smoke.
Yeah, if it's smoking, being on the pill. Let me see. What other things you can do? Make your boyfriend wear condoms.
Get regular.
Pill.
I would get not only just mammograms.
Keep your weight down. If you're a security guard, chances are you're a tad on the heavy side.
Mammograms, they're very specialized.
I mean, I just
got to
say, chick security guard, I'm thinking stick figure. You know, I'm thinking like she's pushing 150, 160 with the boobies getting messed with. Okay, 170.
All right. Louis, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Take MSM, too, by the way. MSM, I'm a big believer in that.
What's going on, Louis?
Well, I am pre-med. And I want to be a doctor.
What's junior college are you studying pre-med there? If you can't say pre-med, you're not pre-med. I'm med pre. Pre-med. Pre-med. Are you pre-med where? I don't ever want you operating on me.
No, I want to get into a good college. I want to know if you know any, like, the better college for this, for somebody who's on a very low budget.
Oh, Louis, I don't understand. If you're pre-med, you're already in college.
Yes. I'm that's my major. I'm just in junior college at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So
junior college. It's a junior.
You.
That's the theme of the night. It's junior
I'm
college.
I'm an EMT and I'm...
You're EMT?
I want some tips as to,
Let me tell you, don't rub the boobies too hard or you'll give the girl cancer. Let me just tell you, first of all.
I just think you got to go to the best college you can possibly get your ass into.
Whatever you
have access to, you get to the best one you possibly can because that positions you to get into medical school, and you know you're competing with the Harvard, Yale, Princeton.
Yeah, but this guy's not gonna. This guy, come on.
I'm just saying.
This guy's an EMT.
That's what he's competing with.
He's basically a guy trying to get ambulance picking up bodies. Listen, let me tell you something. Granada, study in Granada, and then get a job in Alaska because they need doctors in there, and they don't always get good ones, and they deal with it. Sorry, I said that. I didn't mean it.
It came out of your mouth.
Samantha,
what's up?
Hello?
Samantha, come on, people, jump in here. Come on, what's going on?
Sorry.
All right, what's up?
Hey guys.
San Francisco?
What?
Are you in from the city?
Yeah, I'm from Frisco.
Where? Don't say Frisco.
You don't say Frisco if you're from
No,
up
I'm
there.
From the Bay Area, actually.
Where?
Well, I don't want to say exactly where.
Just say what city, Pacifica?
That's where I'm from.
No, I'm from San Mateo.
I love it. Right over the hill. Woo! 650 into his house. What's up?
He's got the money, right?
My question is that...
I like her.
During sex, I get emotional sometimes.
Me too!
Really?
I love it.
No.
Yeah.
No,
that's so
but,
cute, Rob.
Oh, I can't believe she's letting me. This is the greatest. Oh, God. This is awesome. I hope she lets me do this again because it's over. Okay, so you get emotional, you start crying during sex?
No. Like
during foreplay or when he's
after.
Or when you're getting booby cancer from him playing with your boobs too hard.
You start crying.
Afterwards. Well, sometimes I've had that happen. Usually when a woman is having sex against her will, but
it's mostly
bastard.
When we do different positions.
Oh.
Like I feel like I'm being really dirty or something and it makes me really uncomfortable.
Well, okay, all right.
Well,
that's kind of a turn on.
Why don't you not do those things?
Why are you doing that? What kind of position makes you feel dirty?
Ooh, they're not even bad positions either. It's just like I.
Let me wait. Don't judge them.
What do you mean?
They might be horrible. Tell us. Tell us which ones. They might be awful. You could be right. They're very dirty. Which ones? Which one?
Like doggy style.
Oh, God, it's filthy. It's filthy. How dare you? You're a whore. You're a dirty whore. No, I'm sorry. No, wait a minute. So he's behind you, and then after
you start
crying because that was filthy, right? How dare he used me?
No, it's not that. I don't know why I feel like that. And sometimes I can't get off during sex.
Yeah.
So I get myself off after.
Yeah. Like, sure. What is he doing? Is he in the shower? Where did he go?
He helps.
Same guy? Is it always the same guy?
How is he helping?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
I've never had
a problem with anybody else, though. But after I get myself off, I feel uncomfortable. Like,
I'm worried. Yeah.
He sounds like a selfish guy.
Well, he just sounds like a guy that evokes some feeling of shame in you. I don't quite know.
Does he say things like, biatch?
Now, let me ask
whore.
You. I'm, no,
you're a whore.
I know that's where your sort of imagination would go, Rob, but I'm going to ask something different.
No, don't.
Listen.
This is going
is
good.
Is he a super nice guy?
Oh.
Yes, he's not super.
Whoa. But I've been doing this show for years. I had no idea that was coming.
See, what happens is Samantha, if you've had any trauma or weird things happen,
okay,
you tend to split into a good self and a bad self.
Ah.
And the bad self is the one that can be sexual and feel okay, but you can only be sexual with guys that are bad because they don't expose you to that distance from your good self, which feels ashamed when it sort of shows up and tries to be sexual.
Wow.
You see how that works?
Did you get any of that, Samantha?
Yeah. Yes,
and so when you're actually able to have a relationship with a nice guy and connect with that part of you that is so good and feels real and connected and all of a sudden the sex feels bad and you sort of split off from that bad part of yourself. You need to be a whole person that is good and bad, can be sexual and not, and can be in a real relationship. Now, if you can't handle that, then you got to have therapy.
Yeah, but how long have you been, were you ever abused?
No. I wasn't abused, but my stepdad at the very beginning, he used to make me, he'd like sexually harass me.
What would he do?
He'd just say really nasty comments that somebody shouldn't be saying to their stepdaughter.
All right. Well, that's good enough for me.
That sounds like some trauma and make you enough to feel dirty.
Feel bad about yourself.
What would he say?
Your sexual self.
What would he say? What's he saying? I just kind of want to know. I mean, what was he saying to you?
That voice is Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Now, what was he saying, Samantha?
Like this one time, you know how you take whipped cream and you like stick it in your mouth and you just like suck it?
Yeah, sure. I do that all the time.
Yeah. Well, I was doing that one time and he came up and it's normally when he had been drinking.
Ah.
And he was like, oh, why don't you, you know, spray some of that on your chest and I'll lick it off.
Ooh. Okay, he's a creep. Yeah. Now, is this guy still with your mom?
Yeah, but he's not like that anymore. He's, like, totally changed. But
oh, good.
Well, because you don't live in the house anymore.
Samantha's basically kind of put together.
So he used to drink, and now he doesn't drink anymore?
Yeah.
Okay,
Samantha.
Bingo!
You got to get used to feeling okay about being.
Yeah,
sexual.
And there's nothing wrong with actually going to see a therapist and just talking about stuff.
And
like
I would
that,
advise you,
know? You
not to leave this relationship. I'd advise you to hang in with it and to see if you can get through these feelings. It'd be very important.
Dr. Drew, I'm still learning from Dr. Drew. Yeah. This was the best one.
You like this one? Huh?
This was the best one.
You
in a
nailed
long time.
All the rest of them, but this
was a killer.
We need to expand your horizons a little bit.
Special.
No, you're good, Samantha.
It's fine, Samantha. It is
dirty,
fine.
But you're dirty.
But I don't think I really don't think you
don't do it that way.
This is going to sound like crazy advice, but I don't think you should stay in missionary position. I think you should challenge things a little bit.
Otherwise,
you're going to cheat because that bad self is going to feel abandoned and
you
neglected.
You got to work that bad side,
and you're going to go find a bad guy to be with that bad self.
So,
and
Dr. Drew's saying, play with the bad side and get there. And
you know what I'm saying, Samantha? You get that?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, take care now.
Wow, thanks, that's good, man.
All right, kiddo.
You're good, man.
This is Georgia. What's up?
I am dying to know, Rob, what is scissor sex?
What?
What is scissor sex?
Oh, lesbian scissor sex?
Come on.
I have a very vivid imagination.
No, lesbian scissor sex. We had a whole theme.
Have her describe it to you. She has a very vivid imagination.
Okay, what does it sound like to you?
It sounds like kind of painful.
No, well, actually, maybe it is.
What is it you're imagining? Using a scissors?
Well... Yeah, I don't know. I was just wondering what it was.
Wait, Georgia, what is it you imagine he's talking about?
Come on, please. Give us something.
What do you think he's actually taking an instrument called scissors and using it
for... No, not actually. I'm just trying to figure something that would be...
It's It's like what? Like what, Georgia? Let me tell you what it is.
Pleasurable for both lesbians, I'd say.
Okay. Okay. Oh, how about getting the legs together like scissors? And then the crotches kind of come in there, and then they look at each other in the eyes, hands free to grope each other's lesbian boobies.
What did you think
he
was talking about?
It's just all good. It's nothing bad can happen.
I had no idea. That's the thing. I had no idea, so I was just wondering.
Lesbian scissor sex.
Now I know. Thank you so much.
No, they're looking each other's eyes. The groping happens.
The scissors have to be.
It's romantic how you put it.
It is. Isn't it sweet and nice? Nothing bad can happen.
The sort of the fulcrum of the scissors must be at 45-degree angles,
yes.
90-degree angles to one another. Okay.
And so there's the rubbing, there's the touching, there's the groping, there's the videoing.
It does
of
sound
it.
Kind of painful.
There's the sending of it to me. No, but it's all good. I highly suggest it. I'm sure people are doing it right now as we speak.
And listening to the show and videotaping it for you.
Yeah. Yes. No, but anyway, I'm glad. Any other questions, Georgia? Is that it?
That was it. Thanks so much.
All right.
Very good. This now is Dusty. What's
That's
happening?
That's from Washington. She went to junior college, too,
How's
I bet.
Oh,
of course. Hey, Dusty.
Hey, what's up, Dusty? What's going on, man?
Nothing much. I'm not one of these idiots that sit there and go, what?
You know what? You're not.
Thank
well,
you.
People in Oregon, man, they're fast moving. Thanks, Dusty.
I'm actually from San Diego, so I wouldn't sell them.
All right, man.
Too short there.
619,
anyway,
baby. What's
I have
up?
A question. I read something in a porno once that was called wolf bagging. As in, you're going to bag yourself a wolf or something. It's say you're doing oral sex and the girl gags herself, sticks her finger down her throat, and
yeah.
It's supposed to make the man come immediately.
Nah, no.
And
wait.
First of all.
I need to engage my imagination here. Say that again.
No, so basically, she's gagging on his thingamajinger.
And that's going to make him.
No.
What?
Say you're giving a girl anal sex, right?
Oh, just say that? Okay.
Yeah, let's say that.
And
let's get some people to turn off the radio.
Good Lord. What are you listening to?
And she sticks her finger down her throat. Okay.
All right.
Makes herself dry heave. It's supposed to make all the muscles, including the muscles in the anus, clench up. And it's supposed to do it in a way that it goes from the base of your manhood to the tip of your manhood, basically. Have you ever heard of anything like that, Drew?
No, but I feel like somebody sort of sitting at
like
a dinner party when somebody gets up drunk and says something awful. Like,
yeah, no, that sounds like those rumors. That sounds like, put them on hold for a second. That sounds like those rumors about like Rod Stewart in the 80s, you know,
and by the way,
and sick.
And people try to think of some weird stuff and weird names.
And let me tell you why this is disturbing to me. It doesn't sound like he's in any kind of loving relationship with man, woman, or beast, frankly.
No,
I think he's... He's looking for another kind of experience
that's just
doesn't exist. You know what? Have a loving relationship with somebody and see what happens.
And just mix it up. How much more sort of snug do you need the anal sex?
Yeah, I know.
By the way, those muscles are volitional, so you can kind of bear down and squeeze if you need that.
And
I don't get the whole, as you know, the anal sex thing anyway. How much better does it get than sex with somebody you really want to have sex with? And really? You have to.
Yeah.
Really?
Let me somehow defile you, and just in some way.
It's for me.
Come on. No, it's going to be for you, honey. No, this is all for you.
No, I've seen it on film. You're going to really like it. Watch.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah. And then bring the threesome in, and then we'll jump out the window together. It'll be great.
This is Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Ryan.
What's happening?
Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
Oh, not much. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
Get to it, Ryan. What's up?
Well, I got a question for you. I had a chance to go to Mexico, and when I went to Mexico, I was watching me and my buddy took me to a donkey show. And,
hey, Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Are you in the military?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was going to say you're in Alaska. Right. You're calling from Alaska tonight, and I just didn't think you needed to go all the way down to TJ for a donkey show. You know, it's only...
Let me tell you, Fairbanks has some of the better donkey shows you're ever going to find.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, he's in Anchorage.
I didn't know.
He's in Nome.
No, you don't need to go down to TJ for that.
All right, so what's the question? You saw your donkey show.
Well, yes, I saw the donkey show, and then after that, probably
you hooked
about
up with a donkey.
What's that?
And?
You hooked up with a donkey? What happened?
No, I didn't nothing like that.
Okay,
no,
all right.
How dare I?
Probably a week later, I just realized I had like an infatuation of watching women have sex with animals, and
so you check that out on the internet all the time, or what?
Yeah.
And all right.
Is that what happens in a donkey show? There's a woman involved with it?
Well, yeah, there's a woman.
Hang on, I'm curious now. What is that? What is the woman enjoys this?
Yeah,
well, no, it's a sex show.
At least she pretends to enjoy this.
Yeah, yeah. It's
well, she appears to the donkey. Enjoy me.
And why? What is it that you find appealing about that?
I can't really explain it. I don't know if it,
Do you like? Does she seem to be sort of? Effect is how what it does to the woman is what is it?
I think it is, Ryan. It's just I think it's genuinely hateful attitude towards women. No, it is.
Yeah, she won't sleep with me. Therefore, I like to see her sleep with a beast.
I kind of
you sleep with a beast because I'm not good enough for you.
I think the anal sex goes in that category for me. It's like
not all.
Okay,
most.
No, but this is a bestiality kind of thing. But you know what? It's interesting because any kind of pornography, even disgusting, vile pornography like this, which is mostly German. Let's just get that out of the way right now.
He went to Mexico for this.
Most of that, though, you know, the bestiality stuff and this stuff is always going to be German when I was in Amsterdam. Words out. Anyway, so the deal is you can't get addicted to any kind of pornography. You know,
that's right. Your co-star was in all this stuff, wasn't he?
You can get addicted to pornography. You can get addicted to pornography just like anything. It's just because addictive imagery.
But what,
and after a while, you need more and more of that kind of imagery to get you as excited. It's like some sort of drug.
So you use more intense imagery as time goes on.
Yeah, and you know that's something you got to cut off cold donkey. Woo! How about that one? So just stop doing it. You got to cut it off. Unplug the computer. Get one of those things where you can not, you know, what are those things? Against your will, the computer stops.
D chip or something.
Yeah, get the donkey in the woman chip.
The D chip.
Yeah, the D chip.
Wow, I blame you for these calls. We're suddenly heading down a path emerge from.
Hard to come back from that.
We're still going down it though, Jeff.
Jeff.
Hey.
A lot of Oregon tonight.
What?
What's happening?
Okay, all right. What's going on?
Oh, my question is actually kind of similar to Ryan's up there.
God.
When I'm, like, petting an animal or anything, just, like, if you have any
interaction
with an animal. No, listen.
Yeah, all right.
And I get physically aroused, but
yeah,
I don't have sexual urges.
You mean you have erections?
Yes.
And you're aware of anything I'm just curious.
The way I was saying about it, it's like when you're going through puberty, like anything will set it off, like a ray of sunlight hits you.
Yeah, yeah.
You get an erection.
Sunlight.
So could this be a Pavlovian thing that one time you saw an ultra super arousing image at
the
time?
Is your dog hot?
You know what I mean?
Is it an Afghan?
It's a German Shepherd, so.
Jeff, we're going to call you out as bogus if you don't kind of help me out with this.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because I would like, if this is real, I don't either, but if it is real, I'd like to understand it. And it is the only thing I could, understand this is if it maybe is a conditioned response of some type. Like some reason when you were having sex or when you would masturbate when you were a kid or something, you'd always have a dog there or pet it or God knows what sort of association that is. Is there anything like that?
Not that I can think of.
Turned down by a lot of women in your life?
What's that, Jeff?
Have you ever actually been with a woman?
Yes, I have.
All right, then it's bogus.
All right, I don't. He's not saying he wants to have sex with dogs. He's saying just he's surprised, and that to me just sounds kind of like a physical conditioned response to an environmental cue. It just happens to include, you know, the act of petting. I don't think it's about the dog. It's a point. I mean, some people, you know, kids when they masturbate and stuff, they do it in certain situations and certain ritualistic ways and things that, you know, those cues that they saw back when they got so used to doing that will really evoke a little bit of arousal from them. You know what I mean? And it can be weird. I mean, if they're in the bathroom, say, a toothbrush.
Yeah,
or who knows
maybe.
Or the
he's
same,
19,
same
maybe.
Room they were in all the time. Whatever. 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. I'm nervous. I'm with Deuce Bigelow. It's a little freaky.
True. Should be.
And he has evoked a whole, theme? Theme?
Yeah, lesbian scissor sex was last week. Tonight was what? It's junior college
bestiality
yeah, tonight.
And
bestiality
sex.
Night, junior college.
That's right. And
101.
A little bit of the small peni talk. And
Yeah. Why not?
All right. 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob Schneider. We'll be right back.
You can do it.
Loveline is coming back.
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Operators are standing by.
Loveline will be back in a minute.
Oh, yeah, it's Loveline.
Cool.
800
1-800-LOVE-191. That's 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob Schneider.
All right, man.
A.K.A. Deuce Bigelow, A.K.A. Hot Chick, A.K.A.
Benchwarmer.
What's the one coming up?
Big Stan.
Big Stan.
Doing
Big
that
Stan
one.
What's the name of the character when we do Big Stan?
Stan. Big Stan.
That's good. Got some interesting calls here. I blame you for that whole bestiality.
Yeah, that was good. We
Whatever.
Went down
Your
a
fault.
Dark
Your
alley
fault.
There.
Anthony, what's up?
Oh, yeah. I called yesterday, why do men have nipple things?
Why do men have nipples, Ron?
Why do men have nipples?
They're
just non-active mammary glands.
They're just vestigial remnants of our genetic heritage.
It is, because at a certain point, the zygote switches and goes one way or the other, right?
Right. Well, actually, we have nipple lines when we're in the zygote stage.
Okay,
we have
so
lines
before,
like a dog.
But you could go either way, and you just go one way, and you still got that residual kind of thingamajinger from the
thingamajigger
before that. And you got the thingy. But anyway, also, to be perfectly honest, you'd look weird without them.
So what's up? What'd you find out, Anthony?
Actually, the male and the female are both developed the same exact way. It was in the first six.
That's correct.
Weeks.
That's what we were just saying.
Oh
gosh.
And.
Yeah. Keep going, Anthony.
And the presence of the Y chromosome eventually.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Causes the transformation over to the more complete male. But we all start out female. We actually all start out more like a more primitive mammal with a nipple line.
Yeah, we're basically a fish.
Yeah, at one point.
We're like a fish until something kicks in. Oh. Shrimp. More like a shrimp.
Anything else, Anthony?
Anthony.
No.
Okay,
you're growing.
Buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks.
You're the best, man. Seriously. Call again tomorrow.
It's Andrea, 18. What's up, Andrea?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, Andrea?
I've been having feelings for my sister-in-law.
Yeah, me too.
This is the little girl voice.
Hi. Okay. Yes, I've been injured mentally,
yes,
emotionally.
Yes, you've been wounded.
I happened when I was 7.
No, so what's going on?
I want to ride the pony, Daddy.
Yeah.
Now, you had the hots for your sister-in-law. Why shouldn't you? She's hot. What do you mean, feelings for her? Go on.
Well, I was wondering if there's any way I could make the feelings go away.
Yeah. Act
well,
on them.
No,
I'm sorry.
Threesomes we decided earlier.
Oh, threesomes bad. No. I forget. Threesomes bad. Good. I forget.
No, it gets rid of the. It's how you enhance relationships.
Yes,
right.
Build on them. Yeah. No. So you were abused by your stepfather.
That was a pretty good bet.
You were abused by your stepfather.
No.
Okay. Who?
I wasn't abused by anybody.
Yet. Oh, no. Come on. Where did the baby
liar,
boys come
liar,
from?
Whore, liar, whore, and you know it.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, then why do you talk like a 7-year-old when you're 18?
I guess it's just the way I talk.
She tried to lower the voice. You heard that, right?
No, I think a bogus call.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm with Anderson. I think that's what are you going to adhere to the international laws of bogosity, Andrea?
This isn't bogus. It really isn't.
So you like your...
When was the last time you saw her, all that crap? Like, where was she?
Yeah, I'm going... What's the nature of your relationship with her?
My brother married her.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey. Okay. Wow. Thank you for explaining us the whole how the sister-in-law thing works out. Yeah, go on.
And I babysit for them every week. And every week I see her, and she makes me happy when I see her, but... I don't want to make my brother sad if I tell him anything.
Yeah.
Andrea, this is like you're talking like you're 3 years old. She makes me happy. I don't want to make my brother sad.
Listen, you know what? I think they should get another babysitter because I'm not too
hip with you being around the kids.
Yeah.
What
you don't have any bad feelings towards the kid, do you?
No.
You're not going to hurt the kid, are you?
No, I love him.
Oh. Yeah. How long have your brother and sister-in-law been married?
About 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a lesbian?
Yes.
And
okay, well, then that's kind of making sense.
And
to
you
me.
Have you've been having relationships with women for a while?
No, she's the first one that I've ever had feelings for.
What have your relationships been like before?
I had one boyfriend.
And how'd that go?
Well, I really didn't have, feelings for him, so...
Were you having sex with him, though?
Once.
All right.
But... It didn't make me feel good because...
I know, because you're into... Hey, you know, they have these things now, Andrea. It's really awesome now. They're called lesbian bars. And there's, you know, you walk in there and wall-to-wall lesbians. And you know what? You're going to be... It's like old home week, old school week for you. You're going to love it. It's going to be like a kid in a candy store.
Like any relationship that can't possibly work, a way to get over it is to form a new one with somebody else, a relationship that can be sort of realized.
Yeah. No, but seriously, you got to go and act on these things. You're a lesbian. You should go and hang out with other girls who you're going to have a great time.
I must tell you, this call does not add up for me.
Yeah. Okay.
It just feels
bogus. I trust you.
Andrea,
fake chicks are rare, though. You got to give me that.
I know. Yes. Put the guy on the phone.
What?
The guy that put you up to this, put him on the phone.
Yeah, maybe, because it sounds like a guy would do that.
Yeah.
It's
sitting right there.
Bogus.
Okay. Well, then
here's the deal. This is why it's unfair when people say something isn't bogus and they're talking about serious material. It's because we have to go forward because it's serious stuff. That's why the international rules are there. You have to admit it. If you're going to say I have AIDS and I'm worried I'm going to transmit, you know, we have to talk about it, even if it's, you know, if you don't tell me that's bogus.
Let's move on to this.
All right.
Find the scissor sex lesbian hotline. Jump on it. Enjoy the scissor sex. Trim you down below and then enjoy.
You can't stop the feelings. Why are you having such poor boundary issues and such primitive thinkings about your relationship leads me to
fire.
Suggest something very serious did happen to you, but you're saying
fire
no.
Fire bad.
Sister-in-law
good.
Begin to develop a relationship with some other women where you can actually have the relationship. Caitlin, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, Caitlin, what's happening?
Hi. Not too much. How are you doing?
Good. That was bogus. I'm sure, but she just dropped off the line instantly.
Yeah, I agree with that. So what's going on?
Well, I have a question about like average male libido kind of stuff versus female.
I'm way above her average. Let's just get that straight right now.
What do you mean, Jim?
I like to go once, twice a week.
How much they masturbate,
nuts.
Or how much?
I'm out of my mind.
How often they have sex, or?
Well, like basically, I'm seeing this new guy. And I'm used to a lot of sex all the time.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Like, especially in new relationships, you know?
Yeah.
How frequently is a lot?
Especially in new relationships.
No, not
a lot.
I mean, like, you know, like if you like spend the night together, have nothing to do the next day, you know, like the next morning and like hanging out.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's
not crazy. That's pretty normal. You're like, in the morning, why not? If you're not spending that's fine. Now, what's the guy not into that?
Well, I don't know. It's like, it's still kind of a new relationship, but I feel like I'm always, like, initiating things.
Okay, can I just say something, Caitlin? Can I just cut to the chase here?
Yeah.
Listen, the guy, if he ain't into you, it doesn't sound like he's into you. In the beginning, I mean, trust me, you're just like, you're all over each other. You're like one sweaty,
that's what she's
sexual
used to.
Thing.
She's
and,
used to that.
You know, maybe you're freaking him out because you're into it too much. I don't know.
Is he on what?
That's kind of what I've been trying to read. I mean, it's kind of like I have to initiate things, and like if we're, like say we're hanging out all night, and then like we're like going back to like hang out and watch a movie.
Yeah.
He's like fallen asleep before.
Okay. And does this guy work a lot? Is he on any kind of
medication?
Drugs.
I don't know if he's on medication. He doesn't work. He actually doesn't. He does like kind of like rant. Like he'll work for like a week, and then I have to work for like a month.
Well, what kind of job is that?
He does like sound and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's
like,
a loser.
He'll work for like a while.
I'm just kidding. Sound guys are great. I love the sound guys, especially in here. They're all awesome. And they're very sexual
these
beasts.
Are,
these doesn't
are
sound like
technically
the sound
guys.
I've heard of. These guys are animals.
Shut up!
Hey, now listen. Caitlin, so what are you asking? You say, are you really into it? What do you like about this guy?
Well, no, like, we really get along, and we have, like, a ton of fun, like, when we're out.
Oh,
and,
good, okay.
All right,
like
Caitlin,
and,
how
like,
old is he?
He's 26.
Yeah, that is not normal or average behavior for a 26-year-old in
a
relationship.
He might be. It's find out if he's asking him. You know, one thing about being in a relationship with somebody, especially somebody you're having sex with, is ask them questions like...
Yeah, are you on medication?
Are you taking any antidepressants?
Problems.
If he's taking, like, Bopar or some of these things...
Bopar.
What is
how
it?
How often does she see him?
How often do you see him?
How often what?
Do you see him?
What are the,
do you go out?
We've been seeing each other every couple days.
How often? Could be another girl. How often?
Could be another girl.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, though.
Anderson, thank you. Well done.
It.
How often are you having sex with him?
I guess, every couple days.
That's not too bad. But listen, you know what I think? He could also, he's a sound guy, he's definitely doing drugs. All those sound guys.
Yeah.
Mixers are all druggies.
Yes.
There's one interesting thing, though, that I did find out in a little bit of prying, is that he had a relationship when he was in high school, like his first most serious relationship was with a girl for 3 years, and they didn't have sex.
Ooh. Okay, wow, that's you've hit something on there. Now, did you ask him why?
He was just like, she didn't want to.
Oof.
Kind of.
All right, you were the homo. I gotta tell you.
No, I mean there are guys. There are, I know it's hard for you to imagine.
What?
But there are guys that have very low sex drive, and there are also guys that need the girls to initiate. They don't know how to initiate. They for whatever reason that's weird.
It's wrong.
I sort of agree with you, but it exists. So it's possible she got herself one of those. Wow. And it possibly is on meds, and it's possibly he's not into her, and it's possible he has another girlfriend, but that's all stuff she's going to have to sort out.
Figure it out. Dump him. Go on with the guy who craves you like I would.
Char, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Dr. Drew?
Craves him. Craves her. I like that. Char, what's happening?
I am 18, and I'm pregnant.
What? How'd that happen?
Good times.
They have these things
how
now.
How did that happen?
You got birth control, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, no but way. You can make the guy wear a condom, you know? I mean, I don't understand.
You took it the way it's supposed to be taken? No.
Yeah, I was.
No antibiotics?
I was taking birth control since I was 14 years old, religiously, every single day.
All right.
That's crazy. What's up? What's the question?
Anyways, my question is, I'm 6 months pregnant, so basically my boyfriend's had 6 months to kind of realize that I'm pregnant. And
it sounds like a winner.
He still hasn't gone out and gotten a job, or he kind of takes off.
This just sounds like a good guy to be boning.
He's 18, though, right?
Yeah. He's 19.
He's in college?
I'm happy for this baby. This baby's going to be so happy. He's going to have everything he could ever want.
Sure, I would immediately,
from welfare.
I would immediately begin building relations with your family of origin.
Yeah,
that's what I
your
just
parents.
You live with your parents?
I just moved back in with my parents. I moved out when I was 16.
Can I throw something else out to you?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing about adoption. In 18 years from now, you can visit the baby and learn so much from it, from a family that could really, really spend time with and appreciate, and you can have your life. You know, something to think about.
I totally thought about it.
Think about it more.
That thing inside of you, and it starts to move. You really get attached to it.
I know you get attached, but you would be attached to a lovely couple who couldn't really take care of it and want to have a baby.
And more importantly, think how courageous it would be on behalf of the child to hand it over to someone who's really ready
to do
it.
I'm going
dying to have
time.
A baby. I know. You can keep
full time so that I can, you know, I'm going to school for medical assisting so that I can actually have a career.
I know, but you can still have another baby after this. Believe me, you can get just as ridiculously
pregnant
again and irresponsible again. Believe me, it's in you.
You've proven that.
Think about adoption because there's so many people that I know that are dying to have that are married and that are really responsible and could really offer emotionally everything, and not the loser boyfriend that you got. He sounds like a winner.
And if
he
not,
doesn't even know you're pregnant.
You're going to have to throw yourself on the mercy of that family that you came from,
who are going to have to
now have another family that they're going to raise, your family, Char, and it's going to be quite an interesting situation. It's not going to be the best for that child. 1-800-LOVE-191 is our number. Rob Schneider is our guest. Coming up, we're going to talk to Abby, who's into a 41-year-old lady who she made out with and is now very confused.
Cool.
21-year-old with a 41-year-old.
I'm going to stick around for that one.
Again.
I was going to leave. Now I'm going to stay.
Yeah,
of course. Played Bakersfield.
She's from Bakersfield.
Woo!
We've stepped it down from the donkey calls.
The bestiality has gone to basically some kind of lesbian inbreeding, incestuous lesbianism. I love it.
Stay tuned. More Rob Schneider, more you after this.
Yep, Loveline will be back.
Glad to hear it. Loveline will be right back.
There we go. It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Shaking it down there is Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah, man. This is good tonight, man. We still got a couple more calls.
For a last-minute contact, he flew on a helicopter to some airport somewhere that I've never heard of. Took a private plane here. We got him and brought him on and hauled
awesome.
His ass in.
No, I was psyched to come in.
And it's been
good.
It's
a good night. It's been a very good night.
Abby, what's up there?
Hi. How's it going?
We're good. What's happening,
Abby?
I have found myself in a predicament with a 41-year-old.
Who is she
guy,
to you?
Girl, what?
Huh?
Girl.
Girl?
It's a woman. Yes, another woman.
And how old are you?
21.
How'd you meet her?
Wow.
She a sister-in-law?
Seems predatory.
No, I'm not a sister-in-law kind of thing.
How'd she meet you?
How'd you guys meet?
We met through a mutual friend one night and have been friends, and then it escalated.
Have you been
sound happy about it.
Yeah, you sound sort of
not traumatized.
Deliberate about it, yeah. Did you know you were lesbian before this?
Oh, yeah. I was in a 4-year relationship.
With a boy or girl?
With another woman.
Okay, wow. Is that over with now?
Yes.
All right, so what's confusing you is the fact that there's such a big age gap here. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's still hot, though, right?
Let's think about this. This is interesting.
She's still hot, right?
But, what? It's not like you're not looking to get married and raise, you know, be two moms, are you?
No.
Is she comfortable with you?
Yeah. I guess I never expected for such a huge age gap.
Ye└============················Stuff happens. Can I ask you a question, though? Has she had extremely, well, younger people half her age that she's had relationships before? She after hot youngins?
You know, it's not a normal situation for either of us.
That's kind of cool. So you're both excited about it.
We're worried that it's a little predatory, though. I mean, if this were a 41-year-old male with a 21-year-old female, we'd say, geez, this guy's exploiting this young woman.
Yeah.
He's really not interested in the same things she is. On the other hand, you guys are lesbians. You want the same thing out of the relationship. You're not going anywhere different. There's a huge age gap, but you're kind of sharing the same quality of relationship.
Yeah, it's weird to you each in your own respective ways, and it sounds kind of cool for both of you in the same respective ways. You know what? Honestly, I mean, it's tougher. I think it's tougher for gays and straights in this society.
Of course.
And I think if you have somebody that you can have a relationship with, even if they're a lot older, you know, sometimes you got to run with it. Who knows? Even if it's just a couple of year thing or whatever, it sounds like you're into it and you seem really happy about it.
Nothing else weird here, Abby, like she's got kids your age or something.
No, no, I mean, no kids. There's nothing to bring that into play.
So why did you call, though? What was the question? Did you have a question about it, or what are you feeling? You feeling weird about it, or what?
I'm concerned about my family.
Mm. Because of the age? Do they know you're a lesbian?
Do they know you're gay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, okay. I live with my girlfriend, so.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a family member that's more sort of open to discussions about your love life?
Well, my mom and I discussed it a lot. Like,
all right. Why don't you just talk to her about this?
And, you know, how long have you been dating this girl? This woman.
Well, we've been seeing each other, I'd say, for like 3 months.
Okay, well, that sounds like something going on there. Well, talk to your mom about it, but honestly, I mean, you don't really need the approval of your parents, but obviously, you know, if you have a good relationship with your family, talk to them, and if they love you, they'll accept you for that, and if it's something, if you're happy, they're going to be happy for you, unless they're messed up.
Haley.
Hi, what's up?
I don't know what's up with you. We had
a lot of Washington calls tonight.
A lot of Oregon, a lot of
lesbian stuff. I like it.
A lot of lesbian stuff. A lot of bestiality. Haley, I'm kind of worn out.
I know. Come on, what do you got?
Rob incited a maelstrom from our callers.
I did. Some weird stuff happening. So what's going on up there in the great state of Washington there?
Not much. I just have a comment, Dr. Drew.
Yes, ma'am.
I really love the show. And I want to become a psychiatrist because you're just so... It just encouraged me.
Why don't you want to become a comedian because of me? Mm-hmm. I'm so hurt.
Oh, and I love Hot Chick. It's one of my favorites.
All right.
Well, it was good. But Haley, good. It's medicine is a great career, and you have lots of...
And it's easy. Anyone can do it.
The training's a little rough.
Yeah.
But,
it's just 10 years of school.
It's a lot you can do. I'll tell you what, if you like people and if you're interested in the human experience, it is a... There's just no other way to experience it than being a doctor.
It's very rewarding. Or you can just come on as a comedian or actor and just give advice to people with absolutely zero experience.
So either way, Haley, we'll see you in a few years.
Which is just from having unsuccessful relationships like I have.
Okay?
Okay.
Of various
Good luck. Get a good college.
Good luck with it. Sounds good. Go to bed. It's late.
All right. Good night.
Wait. You getting good grades?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do you know where you want to go to college yet?
Uh-huh.
Where do you want to go to college?
Which junior college?
No, this one's going to college. Where do you want to go?
I don't know. Somewhere simple, not too hard.
No, you got to go somewhere
man,
good.
It's not going
to
be a done.
You
got
to get positioned to go to medical school.
30 seconds ago, ending that call would have been so much better.
Shoot, you're right.
It's not going to happen. She's not going to. It's never going to happen here for her. What's going on?
Hold on here. Let's take Alex. What's up?
Hey, guys. You guys were talking about being addicted to pornography and images and stuff earlier.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going out with a girl right now. It's my first real serious relationship, and I'm crazy about her.
Yeah.
And that issue's come up.
The fact that you look at porn.
Right. And it really bothers her, and she wants me to quit. And I'm having a really hard time stopping.
Oof.
Well, can you hide it from her?
No, see, I refuse. I don't want to do that to her, you know, because I really...
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, no, no.
What is her issue with it?
Just my instinct is to lie.
What is her issue?
What does she have a problem with? Is she threatened by it? What's that?
Girls. Look, it's me. Look, she feels, you know...
Yeah, threatened by you being turned on by other women.
Here's the bottom line, Alex. She has to understand that... The male brain is different than a female brain. And
why do you need to see other girls? Aren't I enough for you?
And it has nothing to do with her. It has nothing to do with how much you're attracted to her. These are your masturbatory habits, and there are things that were happening long before she got here and will continue long after she's gone.
I know.
If she stays, will continue long after she arrives.
But the thing is also, though, I mean, if it really bugs her, don't do it in front of her. You know. But also, are you addicted to porn? I mean, are you watching it? I mean, how often do you look at the stuff?
It varies. I mean, it's hard to say now because I've been really trying to stop, so it's not how it used to be.
Well, it's probably best to stop, actually, because it is a kind of addictive thing, and it takes up time. Time you could be, masturbating or doing whatever it is you need to be. No, I mean, seriously, it's an addictive thing. And so it's probably not were you thinking about stopping watching so much pornography before she even brought this up?
No, I mean, it was a comfortable habit, you know. It's just.
How often were you doing it?
It's like once a day, probably.
For how long?
But it's just what he looked at while he masturbated. It's basically his masturbatory ritual.
So he's 19. It's not that odd.
No, it's not that. Every 19-year-old I've ever talked to does this.
You know, my dad, there was a box when I was 13, 14. We had a box of...
Right, and now their box is a magic thing with a keyboard that sits at their desk.
I know. Right, easy access.
Yeah, and so that... Right, and that's how...
So you're not watching it for hours a day?
No.
Don't do it in front of her. And
she's going to have trouble.
Tell her it's not about her.
It's really
you're wired differently.
Women have real difficult, right?
And
women have
you're real wired differently, and you're just and just tell her, you know what, I am a sicko for you, baby.
Right. That's anyway, hard for them.
Next.
All right, we got to take a break again.
We do.
Yes, we do.
I thought it was going good.
It's Rob Schneier tonight. Tomorrow night,
who?
Andy Schmel Schmackes.
Really?
Yes, Andy's been on the show a few times.
He'll have absolutely nothing interesting to say.
Even when he has nothing interesting to say, he says interesting things.
Okay, all right. So he's not going to help anybody. It's
dirty talk. It's dirty talk. Dirty. It's dirty talk. Hey.
That's basically what he does. He chants all night.
Okay,
so he says, you know, busts out rhymes.
That guy's not comfortable in his own body. Not comfortable.
Guess his age.
He looks 18 or 19, but he's probably 26.
28.
Okay.
Right. Or maybe older, I think, now. 30,
good
I'm hearing.
Lord.
Thank you, Anderson. All right, we'll be right back.
All right, guys, here's the deal. Looking to hook up? Call the Dateline. Sick of wasting time with the wrong person? Call the Dateline. One call's all you need to make. Call the Dateline.
1-877-889-DATE.
If you need help,
call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Rob Schneier, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
You did a great job. I appreciate everything you said. All that clinical training has paid off.
It is working good, huh?
The wisdom, the sage, sort of, just the wisdom of the Orient that you shared with us
tonight.
Thank
you, man. I felt good. It's all that porno I'm watching.
The porno, the donkey sex, the lesbian
scissor sex, bestiality. It's all working out for us.
It was awesome. And the
helicopter's back.
Helicopter. I got to go. I got to go.
Oh, it's time for you to go?
I gotta go, though.
All right, tomorrow night, Andy Schmel Schmackes, Andy Melanakis in here. 99% I'm hearing. He'll be here. I know that guy. And Rob, I hope you'll come back very soon.
I'm around. If he doesn't show, you give me a ring.
You're in, baby. You're in. All right, it's Loveline. See you again until tomorrow night. Dr. Drew saying good night and stay well.
My question is, can humans and midgets procreate?
Oh, humans and midgets?
Can humans and midgets?
Humans and midgets.
Mm. That's a very interesting question.
This has been Loveline. Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.